Last year, in January of 2025, I did a podcast titled What I Learned About Emotional Regulation and Stress After Not Strength Training for 6 Months. It was a look into how I spent 2024 healing. I had no idea that going into 2025 would be an even more in-depth journey for healing. 2024 kind of set me up, kind of laid this foundation, getting more back to the basics. And you'll hear more about that in that episode if you want to listen to that one and even come back and listen to this episode. But what I really had to learn is getting my body back involved in the process. It's the new year, and so many of us might have these goals to have a different body, for our bodies to look different, for weight loss. We're going to do it this year. We're going to try. And we get so focused on the external things, meaning how much food. We get hung up on supplements that have the keywords like nervous system and somatic and cortisol, even the word stress. And so we're kind of looking externally all the time for like this next thing that's going to help us do that thing, lose the weight, be kind to our bodies, right? Wherever you are in this journey, I just kind of want to take you through mine this year. So maybe this is the first time you've listened to me or this podcast, or maybe you've been around for a while. I don't always do a personal step-by-step podcast like this, but I always feel like right at the beginning of the year, it's always good to just kind of give you a brief little summary of what I experienced the year before. Either way, I'm glad that you're here. And if you want to learn about my journey with weight loss in 2025, then stick around, because it might not look like you thought it should look or was going to look, because I know for me, it definitely didn't. I'm going to do my best to take you through this process, as some of it's still fresh. So I'm not going to get too nitty-gritty details, but you're definitely going to get the overview, because again, it's still fresh. I'm still in the process of healing things and my heart and my body and my soul and my spirit. So at the end of November, or at the beginning of November of 2024 to December of 25, was really a big year of loss for me. Loss of friendships, loss of people I mentored, loss of pastors because they had moved away, loss of my mom, loss of my dysfunction, loss of positions that I had once held. I had a loss of income, loss of career. As you can tell, it was just a year of loss. And so while everybody is posting like kind of the things that, you know, have happened to them this year, or what they're excited about, or their goals, or whatever they accomplished, you know how it is on social media, I just realized for me personally that this was a year of growth, but it was a year of deep loss, even a loss of dysfunction. And what I mean by that is survival mode, healing my nervous system. Although that is good, you still grieve things that once were. And so on top of all this loss, I didn't even realize at the beginning of 2025, I feel like the Lord had gave me the word unhurried, because in my mind, it was going to be this simple way of practicing like new rhythms, new routines. I'm just going to unhurry my life. And man, did he have something different for me. What if I just told you it wasn't about the food that you eat or the supplement or medication that you take? All of those things can be helpful. You know, whether it's the Ozempic or peptides, just the popular topics right now, down to macros and this, you know, new magnesium or whatever it is. One thing always remains the same that I've learned. None of that ever changes our heart, and none of that ever changes how we talk to our bodies or how we look at our bodies. They can all help aid us. They can help the process. They can help heal us. But it's up to us to do the intentional work on learning how to be kind to a body that you've criticized for years. At least that was me. So when the Lord gave me this word of unhurried. I thought it was kind of just going to be this, okay, you need to slow down. I use in quotations. And again, I had no idea what I was about to enter into. So for many years, I was likely stuck in a functional freeze state without realizing that. So what I mean by that is I was still showing up. I was doing the things. I was being responsible. I was caring for others. But underneath, my nervous system was just stuck in survival. Freeze doesn't always look like being shut down or unable to function. Sometimes it looks like staying busy, people pleasing, just overthinking a lot, staying emotionally guarded just enough to get through the day. So being unwilling to be vulnerable because you want to control the way that other people see you. So my body learned that slowing down or feeling deeply, it just didn't feel safe. And it adapted, staying controlled. I had to be alert. I had to disconnect from rest because it worked. And I didn't recognize this as a trauma response until my body had finally asked for something different. So in that process, so to save some time, I just grew up in a very survival home, chaos. I witnessed abuse from all angles. I experienced abuse. I've had men do things to me. I've just gone through a lot, even into my early 20s, up until I met my husband. And then when I met my husband, it changed from men to a lot of church hurt and just different kind of things, you know, my mom passing and things happening in life that are part of life in a sense. But during that, I realized how over the last 2 years, in 24 and 25, I had just started to feel unmotivated, loss of desire to do things. I can just remember praying all the time for the ability to want to dream again. And the fatigue was real, but I just kind of kept showing up and doing things like I was okay. Now, during this process, I was under eating, over exercising, which in 2024 is why I took a break from strength training to begin the healing journey to get back to the basics. I kept showing up, but I knew it was kind of like on this edge of something that was going to happen. And I didn't realize that. I just knew something needed to change. And if you listen to the episode for 2024 at the beginning of 25, you'll learn kind of how I took that full year off. I wasn't strength training and the reason behind that. But fast forward to beginning of last year, I still was not strength training steadily. I kind of started in February because I was nervous. I was like, Lord, I've taken this year off. What is this going to look like? And I was a little nervous going back into it. And so February, March, April, I just dabbled into strength training again. And with that, I was like, by May, I was like, okay, I feel like I should start tracking my macros customized to me with where I was in my healing nervous system. I know there are programs and different things out there that you can track your macros with somebody and they do the app for you, but I really needed it to be customized to nervous system healing, to trauma healing, to things I didn't even know was happening. So really up until June, from January to June, I was still functioning in a very much of a freeze state. It was very easy for me to dismiss fear. I genuinely thought I was like, okay. Like I was so used to this pattern of behavior, which is really survival. And come June was a busy month and I could tell I was on the edge, like just breakdown was going to happen and also on the edge of healing. And I could tell because, you know, my brother and sister, they got married. Well, my brother-in-law got married. And so now I gained a sister and we had VBS. It was a really busy month. And I knew and recognized since I kind of started tracking how much I had been under eating. So my macros were kind of all messed up, like super high fat, super high carb, low protein, but still under calories, which is crazy because you can do that. So all this stress, all this stuff was just building in my body. Not to mention, at the time I was 38. So I had 37 years of just survival, honestly. Did I have moments of breakthrough along the years? Absolutely. But the deep, deep, deep rooted ones were still there. The need for control, all of that. So by the time July hits, I really had started tracking macros. And for the first time in probably 37 years, my body started to get a sense of safety because it started to recognize that food was going to more routinely come in. Like it felt safe enough to start letting things go. Something so basic as eating, making sure that I'm eating enough, which we overlook so much. It's one of the top things that I talk about, or at least mention in my one-on-one coaching client sessions, and that I will be mentioning in my updated course, Untangle Your Thoughts. It needs to be talked about. We have to be eating enough to support the stress that our body is under. To heal our nervous system, we have to be eating enough to support the healing. It's not one more supplement. It's not under eating. It's not another, again, tea that has, the promotion that it supports stress. Like, yeah, those things can aid. But if we're not taking care of the foundational things, it's still going to be extremely hard for your body to repair because it needs food. It needs minerals. It needs nutrients. So by July, I started tracking macros and my nervous system just opened up. It was kind of like this Pandora box. Fear came in. It was like I had no idea what my body was doing. I think it was the first time that I really had fully experienced anxiety. Anxiety that felt out of control. Constant state of revving from morning to night. I just didn't understand what was happening in my body. I never experienced this before. It was like my body had been sleeping for 37 years. And for the first time in July, it woke up. And what I mean by it woke up, it started really speaking to me. And for the first time in my life, my mind had finally connected with my body. My mind and my body were finally communicating. And it was a big wake-up call for me. So there's a lot of things that have happened from July to December. And again, just kind of giving you the overview because I'm still healing that. Will I talk about it one day? Yes, probably. But in that, I've had to learn how to navigate intrusive thoughts. Didn't know really to the extent of what they really, really were. And intrusive thoughts are very different than negative thoughts. And so I had to work through that. I have had to work through all these different survival patterns. I've had to work through this big desire to control and then sit in the uncomfortable feelings without fixing it. I've had to learn to be with my body, but be in my body. And that, my friend, is from July to December, how I had to learn to be kind to my body for the first time in 37 years. I had to learn to not rush the process. I had to learn to not speak to myself in such a negative way, even as subtle as saying, Jess, like, you should be over this by now. There are such subtle phrases that we put on ourselves, this pressure that we should be okay. Learning to hold two truths at once. Learning to not rush the process. Learning to be uncomfortable without controlling it. I see it with my clients all the time of this need to rush through the uncomfortable. We can't bypass it. There is no steps. I had to address a lot of roots in my life and I'm bearing the fruit of it slow, still in it. Probably 7 months will be July, not probably, but yes, 7 months of coming out of complex trauma. Complex PTSD is something that my counselor and I have worked through. And I hired a therapist in August to really process some of the things that had been coming up. Let's get into the weight loss journey. Is going through this trauma healing, I know it's such a general term, I'm so sorry, but that's really what it is, of working through survival patterns and understanding stress load, understanding the true meaning of regulating a nervous system, understanding that I need to be eating and how I'm eating and making sure I'm eating enough, but also so many internal pressures coming from beliefs. And so I had, up until that point in July, the number on the scale was just unrecognizable to me. My body, my thighs, my jeans, everything was just so tight. It was so uncomfortable, which really jump-started that for at the end of 23 going into 24. I knew I needed to do something different. So when this year hit, it was still that high number. High for me, being a 5'2" person. And so I had steadily started to drop weight for 3 months. And I had lost I'm probably up to anywhere from 10 to 12 pounds lost, depending on just muscle mass and things like that. So once I've hit kind of this point where I'm okay with, like I feel very comfortable in, now I'm just working on just building muscle mass because I am 38 and I want to make sure I take care of bone density and things like that. And so my body composition will still change, but I've spent from July to December just learning how to be kind to my body with food, with movement, with rest, with all the loss of things that I've experienced, to keep open hands. So to you, 10 to 12 pounds might not sound like a big deal, but for me, it was an extremely big deal. But more importantly, to release myself from the things that I had been trying to control. I had a fear of gaining weight for so many years, just uncontrollable. And so the fear is what keeps the drive in me. I gotta go walk. I gotta do a workout. I gotta do this because the fear of not doing it, I think something's gonna happen. I'm gonna gain all this weight. It was learned very, very early on in my life and in my career as a fitness coach and leader. So I kind of want to wrap up, and I know there's always more to the story, right? I'm still on this journey of healing and learning how to be kind to myself. But the weight that I've lost was not just physical weight. It was learning to let go of control in so many areas of my life. And it's not just like letting go of control of one thing. Control shows up in so many ways. And the way I see it most in myself and even in my clients is controlling the pain that you experience, which is why it's easy to worry and have anxiety, because it's this, I need to control my way into it. I can't control this. And so I try to hold on to it. Just one little version. There's more sides to control, and I can't get all into it, but I am going to do episodes here talking about how to live this year without control, which is hard. I get it. So I spent 2025 learning to be unhurried, but it didn't come in a way with more things externally that I did. It came from things of internal, but yes, of course, eating was the start. I had to eat enough to support my body to begin the healing process. And then I started working with somebody to come alongside me for the things that felt unfamiliar, for the things that felt different, for the things that felt I was unsure of. I didn't understand because my whole world had flipped upside down. And I had to learn to regulate a body that I was not familiar with anymore. It was just different and new. And it's really rebuilt, changed my relationship with the Lord. It revealed so many things to me. So even though I experienced all this loss of so many things, I also know the things that I've gained, and I'm still gaining by it. So friend, I don't know where you are in this process, but I will encourage you. Are you doing the basics right now to take care of yourself? Like movement, supporting the movement, eating enough. How are you talking to yourself? Where are you in this process? And more importantly, what do you need? I didn't really know what I needed until I started doing it. I had to take one step. I was really blind in this. I took one step thinking I'm going to quote unquote lose weight. And the weight that I lost and the awakening that I had was nothing like I thought it was going to be. And I just kept open hands. I don't think your answer is more this year. I think it's less, but with the basics. If you're looking for somebody to come alongside you, I of course can do that. I do one-on-one coaching. But if you also want to work through your own thought patterns, your own beliefs, I highly recommend you pick up my course. You get my course, Untangle Your Thoughts. It's self-paced. You have lifetime access to it. But most importantly, just start somewhere. So if one-on-one coaching is not for you right now, do the self-paced course. You get lifetime access. I'm in the process of continuing to update it. Don't keep thinking that you have to buy more, more, more. Let's get back to the basics and go from there because, hi, my hand is raised. That's what I spent 2024 doing and 2025 doing. And so this year, I'm believing for you a year of less. And sometimes a year of less can look like a year of loss. Both and open hands. Head to the link in my show notes for any of those, whether it's one-on-one coaching or the self-paced course. Don't keep putting yourself aside this year. You have worth and you do matter. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.